Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, Miss P, excuse me, my throat is like really killing me today, so I'm going to be sounding like a little bit between a man, a horse, a cat, and a female, okay? Excuse me. So, you know, although I'm feeling this kind of way and my day has been really a rushed one, and in the event of me getting up today at a really, 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 really late time, it just threw me off schedule. So basically, I'm just trying to recoup and recover and proceed as normal because the show must go on. So on today's show, we have C-Dash About Cash, and we have Miss Mac Millie. I'm definitely excited to have them both on the show tonight. I mean, it's just like it's been a long time coming, and I'm just totally excited. I mean, I booked these individuals like a month ago, maybe a little bit more, and when it comes down to it, you know, the time is finally here, and I'm just excited to, you know, have them on the show so we can get familiar with them and their music, where they're going, and where they're headed. So, you know, I also wanted to take time to give love to everybody who joined Off the Page Magazine, and that's offthepagemagazine.webs.com. And I just want to give a shout out to all my new team members that are on my side, on your side, on, you know, just on it, you know, ready to do the damn thing. And we have some forums set up, you know, they all have a section. We have the Komen, which would be exploring the music on the underworld and the unsigned hype and mainstream level. We have Sunspots, which would just be like blogging. And we have LL Productions, you know, which is going to be dealing with the unsigned hype and, you know, things that's going on around the community and things of that nature. So I'm terribly, terribly excited to have them all on the team and doing a damn thing on Off the Page Magazine. So log on today, become a member, give your input, leave your responses, you know, to certain things. And, you know, let's just feed off each other and empower each other, you know, from conversation and, you know, information. You know, your information and sources are also readily welcomed, you know, because without it being a group thing, there's, you know, there's no go around, okay, in other words. So anyway, enough of me talking about all of that stuff. Let's get on with the show. So basically, I'm going to play Mac Millie's song. Excuse me. Well, this one is called Gas, and Mac Millie's going to be calling in shortly. And I'm totally excited about that. Here we go. This one is called Gas by Mac Millie. Let me know what you guys think.
Yeah, I'll play this thing. Hey, we ain't got no course on this, right? It's K.O., man. All right. I'm gonna do a second. Before I go in, man. They call me K.O.
Yeah.
This whole thing I had cream. I hear so many dope things. The baddest hoes on my team. If you ain't heard, nigga, I lay. I'm the greatest nigga like I lay. KR is who I be. And we be out here starting. It's so obvious. If it ain't you, then it must be us. 1,000 hoes on roll up. All the hoes out here trying to get on the bus. It ain't rock a love. Just dudes and thugs. Bowling trees, guns and stuff. They see me go through shows club. I'm out there, time we in the club. No button up this season. Louis Storm. My dollars and teens and groupies. Straight to the bed, no dinner and movies. Sitting all on the neck, just grabbing a booty. I forgot her name, so I'm calling her cutie. Killing these niggas like Call of Duty. We rolling beats, you do. Beating they ass, take me out, bitch. Free boost.
Money motivated, get dope. Was my main dog. Pull up in your hole like emergency cop call. Come all night, off a grape in a rock star. Gotta stay alert, burn them headers and them cop calls. True go get up. Bust with the mob and we move like killer. Play with my money, on mama's I kill ya. Better get the clapper like a ass on the stripper. Moving like a monster, crawling like a tiger. Money coming out like the dreads on a roster. Shine like I'm blind, hit her with a llama. Keep a shirt red like two letter monster. Mobbing, never been a gobbler. You can catch me with R-50 like a line. Two, eat him up like a piranha. Already in the air, this what I do, ain't nothing new, boy, you been a square, getting money every day like Jay Styling, you might as well give up and throw the fucking towel in, count thousands, all my niggas wildin', set this bitch off like the motherfucking siren, 30 shots the better, we get cheddar, you niggas don't know, my niggas, we do better, 30 shots the better, we get cheddar, you niggas don't know, my niggas, we lose better.
Yep, Mac Millie, I'm a beast. Niggas ask about me, I'm a factor in these streets. Bitch, I speak gas, so you haters won't be. I'm an untamed beast, so you niggas push cheese. Bitch, nigga, get your cake up. Stepping up this weight class, bitch, get your weight up. Gas team, bitch, and I fly it all day. Stay with the surf, yeah, my niggas know what's up, bruh. Bridge half out, just got it all day, bruh. Nigga, I'm a hustler, hustle Lanny in my blood, bruh.
Out my element, I'm always around myself. Philosophy, your majesty, I can't speak nothing else. If I did the right wrong, maybe I can live right. And probably explain while I'm out posted late night. Yeah, swimming with these great whites, you guppies won't survive. Keep your eyes up on the prize, cause they'll play you to the side. You can take a little slice, or you can take the whole pot. Now look up in my eye, man, it's just how I'm designed. Addicted to the grind, sun, hell, sweet as snow. Yeah, call me Last Dragon, yeah, nigga, feel the glow. I can't get it off my mind, thinking about nothing. R.I.P. Lil Boots, you know you up there tipping boats, nigga.
Well, well, well. So that was Guess by Mac Millie. So while we're waiting for her to give us a call in, we're going to just kick it for a few. You know how we do on the Intune show. So basically, guess what Miss P need once again? I need an intro song. So basically, anyone that can come up with an intro song for the Intune show and or commercial for the Intune show will freaking win. An interview in Off the Page magazine, which is my publication for, by, and with the Average Joe. So basically, we're basically giving away, not really giving away, you earn a position in the magazine for representing the Intune show. So if you're a songstress or if you are a writer, a rapper, a producer, engineer, whomever that can come up with any type of beat and words and put it all together and come up with something that's amazing for the Intune show, then hit me up, inbox me on Facebook, or email it to Miss P at offthepagemagazine.com. I'm really excited for the change because of the new year that's coming in, so I'm just looking forward to anybody that can come up with something that, you know, that I could resonate with for the show. Now, keep in mind, because I have some submissions before that weren't up to par, and that's the reason why they're not my new intro song, I don't need any cursing. I don't need anything too sexy, too seductive, anything that, you know, that's too hardcore. This is a relatively laid-back environment. So if you can come up with something that, you know, is nice and smooth and even for the show, then get at me with that, because once you come up with something that I love, then you will get an interview on Off the Page magazine. I think we have Mac Millie on the line.
Hey,
what's going on, beautiful? Yay!
Hi.
I'm terribly excited, like I was telling everybody earlier, to have you on the show. It's been a long time coming, and I'm definitely excited because you are a female doing your thing, and I constantly see you grinding. So tell us a little bit about Miss Mac Millie.
I'm from West Coast. I'm East Oakland. I used to live in West Oakland. And really, I always knew I wanted to be a rapper, but I never really thought it would happen, because all the female rappers that was out when I was younger was like Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown, and you feel me? They was always like, you know, like on some, I don't know how to say it, kind of like on some Madonna showing their body type stuff, and I was always laid back and I wouldn't like that, so I'm like, dang, how am I come out? Like, how am I going to be different? And the older people that I grew up around, that was like, you just got to do you. And you gotta do you. And if it's real, people going to feel it. So that's what it was.
Yeah, definitely. So what inspires you, you know, out, you know, to do what you do as a writer? And what age did you start, by the way?
Oh, man, it was so funny. I was like, I was like 10 years old, and I used to have my two radios, one radio on record and the other radio playing the beat, and I used to record myself rapping. And Tupac
right.
used to be my my inspiration a long time ago. Still
right.
is.
Right.
Yeah.
So for any inspiring, like, female rapper out there or someone that's coming up and they're really trying to find their way, what is something that you can kind of offer them as advice, you know, for this whole business?
Really just stick with it. If they really want to do it, just really just believe in themselves and stick with it, and never lose themselves no matter how famous you get, no matter how many, you know, how much money you get, just never lose you. And whatever your motivation is, always turn back to it, and, you know, just always remember where you came from, really.
Exactly. That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. A piece of advice. So tell us who you're working with. What's your current project right now that you have going on? Because I know you're always into something. Like I said, I always see you grinding, and I love it.
Yeah, right now I'm just working on my album. And it's hard because I got so many shows, and it's like, once I try to work on one thing, it's another thing. It's sick. Like right now, the name of my album, I'm still like, I'm moving so much, I can't even, you know what I'm saying? I think it's the name of my album is about to be called Untamed Unleashed. It's coming out. It should be done by February the 2012. So everybody look out for that. I'll go to my Facebook, Mac Millie.
Right, definitely. You definitely doing your thing, Mac. So who are some of the artists that you're working with right now?
Gotti Young, Arco, Munch Majors, Do Damage. I'm trying to get Filthy Rich. I don't know if I know about Filthy Rich on the song. It's gonna be a lot of surprises.
A lot of surprises. Well, we're always welcoming surprises. Do you have any new albums or any new tracks that you're working on that, you know, what we can look forward to listening to soon?
I got a song I'm working on right now with a young man named Do Damage on Livewire. The song is called On You. And that should be done with that. Matter of fact, I'm actually working on that right now. y'all can look out for that one. And I'm going to do a video for it next month. So that's something to look forward to right there.
Do you have any other videos and stuff out?
I got that video out right now called Niggas Don't Want It. It's on YouTube right now. I did that one on in East Oakland on Seminary.
So, Mac Millie, I wanted to know also, you know, I'm not 100% sure. I'm just reaching here, but are you a mom by any chance?
Yes, I'm a mother.
Yeah, so, you know, the only reason why I'm trying to bring that to the forefront is because, you know, I want people to realize, like, the magnitude of who Mac Millie really is. It's like, you're a mom, you're doing your thing out in the music world. And, you know, to me, that's inspiring, and that also can inspire other people. So how old is it, one child, two children?
Two.
Two? Oh.
Yeah, I had my first when I was 16. So a lot of teenage mothers out there, that's no excuse. It's like if you get pregnant at an early age, that don't mean your life is over. You still can grind, still can hustle, and, you know, follow your dream.
That's right. You hear that? Mac Millie said it right here on the Intune show. There's nothing that you can do. You always inspire yourself by following your dreams. And that's awesome. That's real awesome. So how do your children feel about you rapping and everything, having a mommy that's out there doing the damn thing?
Love it. My son, he love it. He always bouncing around saying my songs. That's my mama.
And how does that make you feel to, you know, see that your children are, like, so into you and what you do?
It makes me feel good. That's really my motivation, too. It's like now my son, I think he wanted to do the music because he's, like, he had a little talent show and he had a little concert in the same day, like, with the little choir and stuff. And he was singing. Like, he's, like, you know, I think he really wanted to be a singer/rapper.
Okay.
It was surprising to me because I didn't even know he kind of sang. So, you know, I'm surprised too.
But that's
I'm like,
awesome,
wow,
though.
I didn't even know you knew how to sing.
You know, because how old is he?
He'd be 10 on December 31st.
See, and it's so awesome that he already knows his direction. He already knows what he wants to do. You know how long it takes people sometimes to really figure out where they're going in life? So
yeah,
I commend you as a mom because it all starts from home. So big up to you for inspiring him enough for him to have, you know, an idea of what he wanted to do already. So that's my hats off to you for that one.
Yeah, thank
definitely.
You. Thank
definitely. Definitely. So you telling me I'm a mom too, so I know how that goes. I definitely can understand that. And as yourself, Miss Magnolie, I definitely, I had my son at a young age as well. You know, I had my son when I was 16. So we're definitely in the same category when it comes to that, and definitely in the same category when it comes to, like, grinding at this point, because what other choice do you have? When you have children, you left with no, that meant you don't have that many options. You have to do what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
you know. So my son actually now is, you know, into music and rapping himself. You know, he doesn't really like me talking about it, so I really don't, because you know how I like to be all over the place. I'll be posting, listen to my son, listen to my son, listen to my son. But but he doesn't want me to do that. He kind of want to, like, set the stage for himself. So I'm totally falling back on that and letting him do what he has to do. But, yeah, he's going to be something, you know, hot, just like the rest of you guys out there. He's going to be right up there with you guys, so I look forward to that. So is there anything else that you want to share with your fan base or your supporters or the listeners of the Intune Show?
Oh, I also want to tell everybody that look out for I'm gonna begin to start working on the documentary I got called really it's called Oakland Hood Stars, and it's basically like all the people that I guess that's inspiring, or the people that's like name is ringing in Oakland, or a lot of people look up to. It's like it's featuring Huey P. Newton, George Wesley Jackson, and my brother MAC, Mac Blast. It's gonna be real tight though. It's gonna be when I'm done with it, you're gonna be able to get it online, or you can go to Rasputin. Do they got Rasputin's out there?
Any what?
Do you guys got a y'all got a Rasputin's out there?
No, we don't. Unfortunately.
Oh, no. Okay, well, I'm gonna have to after I get the on the internet, I'm gonna make sure I announce it, the website and stuff. But yeah, I'm working on that too.
Wow, you are just like amazing and inspiring to me. I'm telling you, girl, you're just everywhere. For real, like, what are we gonna do with you? You have a Duracell battery in your back or something? Like, keep going.
That's what everybody be saying. I'm like, dang, it's like, what are you doing? Like, on Saturday, I got two shows, and they both in opposite directions. Like, one in San Jose, and then the other one in Oakley. It's like, what are you doing?
In two opposite directions. That is funny. Exactly.
Yeah.
But you know what? You are focused. You are driven. You are out there doing a damn thing, and I'm so, so proud of you. And I look forward to everything that you have to offer, because you have a lot to give. You really do, you know. So I'm just, like, so grateful to, you know, and blessed at the same time to, you know, have came across you and connected in a sense. And
thank you.
And whenever there's anything that you want to come back on the show to update us on, I want you to feel free to always, you know, just be like, hey, Miss P, whatever, this is what's happening, and, you know, let's make it happen, because, you know, you're one of those people that, you know, I definitely want to stay connected to. You know,
yeah, I'm going to make sure I keep everything updated, too, because I got a lot of things, like the Christmas thing. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that. I got the, I'm about to do the thing, this little event on Christmas, where I'm about to give out toys and clothes and stuff to the little kids and the community and stuff, because I did something for back to school. And I ain't really saying too much about it, because I just did it from my heart. I gave out backpacks and school supplies and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm about to do that again for Christmas, too.
That is so, I want to hug you, like, all over, just hug you until you just probably combust, because that is just, like, the sweetest thing I've heard in a long time. That's awesome. So do you have people that you collect as sponsors to help you do that, or is just you just, Mac Millie, just go out there and do the damn thing for the community?
Yeah. It's just me. I just go out there. I just do it, and then I try to talk to my partners, my friends, and artists, too. It's like, you know, we can come together on something positive, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, everybody quick to come together and, like, oh, let's do a video, or if somebody smoke, oh, yeah, let's go smoke or drink. But I'm like, you know, let's come together for these kids and, you know, give back to the kids, because I know how I was when I was younger, and everybody I was deaf to, you know, I can only see them on a video, and not, you know, and they, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to just reach out to everybody and let them know, like, whatever little ounce of success or whatever, I'm still going to give back, and I'm still going to remember where I came from.
Exactly. And that, you know, like I said, that makes me feel so warm and fuzzy inside, Mac Millie, that I definitely want to do a write-up with you for the magazine. So you just earned a place in the magazine just for that right there. So I'm definitely going to send, like, one of my writers to you. So they're going to be, like, stalking you just because they need to get, like, as much information as they can for the publication. So the publication is actually launching in January, maybe early February, because of the first cover, Miss Mac Millie, I hate it, okay? it's not that I hate it. It just didn't come out to my, you know, how you envisioned something,
like,
and it just don't come out that way. So we're going to retake the photos and retake this and that. So it's kind of going to push things a little back, but it's okay. I'm not discouraged or whatever. But I just want you to know that, I'm going to have them stalk you for a little bit just to get questions and stuff out there. And if you have any professional photos and stuff like that, you can email me that we can post in there of you under the write-up, then that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a bit to think about that and work on that and get that all together. But I definitely want you in there because, see, individuals like you that are not only just, one, a woman, because out here is a man's world, okay? Number two,
mm-hmm.
a mother. Number three, an artist. And number four, a grinder. And you not just grinding for yourself and you grinding for a higher cause, the community. That right there
mm-hmm.
is enough to make me just, like, get on a plane right now and just come give you a hug because that is just, like, that is just so deep to me. I appreciate it. And like I said again, by, like, next week, you're going to have people stalking you because I definitely want to hurry up and get that write-up about, you know, what's going on with Mac Millie and the things that you're doing in the community because that's the type of individual that I want in the magazine. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Taking time to give back. Like you said, people can congregate for, you know, smoking weed and drinking and doing whatever the hell it is that they do. However, what about the time that you put in for, you know, outside of yourself? So, Mac Millie, I love you for that. I commend you for that. And we're family, so it doesn't end here, okay?
Yeah.
It doesn't end here.
Yeah, because I had to think about that because I was like, you know how somebody say probably like $10 or something, try to buy a sack or something. I don't even smoke or drink, but I'm just saying, I know people got money if they can do that. So I'm like, you can take that money and just give it to a little kid that, you know what I'm saying, that's probably their grandma raising them because their mama on drugs or their daddy, you know, they can use that.
Exactly.
They can really use that. Because I was not only just giving out backpacks and stuff, I had made some chicken, some spaghetti, and I was just feeding everybody, so it wasn't no more food. I'm like, y'all go ahead, baby. Y'all go ahead and eat.
Okay. And I love it because you say food, I would have been there. Like, I would have made a special reservation just to get some food, you know, for real. I mean, who doesn't want to, you know, have something good to eat? I don't cook. My house,
mm-hmm.
my kitchen is like the cleanest place in here. Like, the stove is, like, pearly white. Like, cook? What? Where did they do that at? I would make a bad wife, FYI, to all the listeners. Like, don't marry me. Don't ask me to be your girlfriend. Don't, you know, because it's just, you're just going to starve, you know. So, anyway, let everybody know where they can listen to your music and find you.
They can just go to YouTube and find me on YouTube, type in MACMILLY, and yeah, they'll find me on find my songs on YouTube. And I'm gonna put some stuff on iTunes too. I just be too busy. Like, I do everything by myself, like I don't be having nobody else, but I take care of my business, so it'd be, I don't know. I'll be trying to be superwoman.
I know.
I'll be trying to do too much.
I know. I definitely can relate to that. I mean, you know, and what I'm trying to teach myself is how to slow down and work on one thing at a time because when you do that, nothing gets accomplished when you have, like, 50 million things you're trying to do.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
I mean,
true.
That's my philosophy and what I'm realizing because I have so many different unfinished projects, and that's why I have to start bringing in
mm-hmm.
people. And I actually just hired an assistant the other day. Yeah, it's like that. So I'm just saying, you know, that we have to learn
how to. Yeah,
I've
been trying to put my people on, too. Like, I've been my partner with a show. Like, he got his first ever. She got his first show today, actually. And I got to go support him on that, too. Like, I be trying to make sure, Like, we all want to we and all my partners, everybody just own. We all doing something.
Exactly. And I know they must love you for it.
Yeah, you do. Because he had no new songs. So he was like, man, I can't find none of my old songs. And what I'm going to do? Because he really, you know, he wanted it bad, but he didn't know it was really going to happen that fast. So he's like, what I'm going to do? I take him to the studio. He did a couple of songs. He good now.
Okay. That's good. That is awesome. So, Mac Millie, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to call into the show, giving us, you know, a little feedback on, you know, what to expect from you, and also sharing your talent and, you know, just who Mac Millie really is with the Intune show. For that, I appreciate you, and we will stay connected, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, Mac Millie, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You have a beautiful rest of the weekend, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, all right.
All right, Mac Millie, bye.
Bye.
Yes, guys, so that was Miss Mac Millie, okay? She did not tell me to call her Miss, but you know how Miss P do. You know, everybody have to be a lady or a Miss because us as women, we have to be respected. Okay, whether it's another woman approaching you and saying something to you or whether it's a man saying something to you, you have to put that out there. Like, hey, listen, this is what it is, okay? Okay. So up next, we have C-Dash About Cash, which I'm totally excited. He is just, like, really fun. So I enjoy, like, you know, commenting back and forth with him on Facebook and stuff like that. He's very supportive of the Intune show and Miss P, which I love. And he's a great artist, so I look forward to speaking to him very, very shortly. Before we go into speaking to C-Dash, I'm going to actually play one of his songs, and it's called Grinding. Awesome. Love it. Let me know what you guys think. C-Dash, Grinding.
Why don't you mind? Why don't you mind?
was C-Dash about cash with grinding. Love it. And you know why? Because of the title, Grinding. Okay, so we have C-Dash on the line, so let's bring him on. Hey, C-Dash.
Hey, what's good, Miss C? What's good? What's good?
Hey, what's going on? I'm sitting here, like, smiling a mile a minute, really? I'm so excited to be talking to you right now. Yay, me, you know? This is a good feeling.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah, so that was grinding me just
like. I finally get to talk to the Misty.
Exactly.
Yes, yes,
you finally,
yes.
Finally get to talk to the little, like, what do you call those things, hyenas, you know? Because that's all I do all day is just chuckle, laugh, giggle, you know, hee-hee, ha-ha, all day long, you know?
That's what's up. Everybody need to laugh. Nothing wrong with it.
I hear you. So grinding, okay, grinding. That one I chose because of the title, of course. And I love the beat and everything. I love,
right.
You know, Diddy too. But at the same time, it's just like, you know, this is what we want, a grind, right? So what song is
exactly,
better to play?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Cedas,
tell
us a little bit about yourself.
Well, a lot of people don't know. Right now, I'm currently calling you from Afghanistan. I'm in the army. You know what I'm saying? And I'm grinding. You know, 3-4 different type of ways. You know, I'm trying to get it in all kinds of ways. You know, from Louisiana. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We could tell that accent, you know?
Oh, that's what's up. I'm glad to represent her, you know?
Absolutely.
You can't have me on here clowning like that.
No, you have to be, because that's what makes it awesome and make it fun, right? But I was going to bring that up about Afghanistan, but I was so excited to have you on, because everybody's like, why are you so excited? But I didn't want to bring it up. I wanted you to do it and let people know, like, where you're calling from, because that makes me look so exclusive. Like, look at this. I'm getting a call, an artist from Afghanistan.
That's what's up.
Calling in to talk to me. Like, wow. I feel like celebrity-ish, like a celebrity right now, you know? Definitely.
No, that's me. I feel like a celebrity for real, you know?
So, C-Dash, tell us, you know, what inspires you to, you know, you have a lot of stuff that you have rolling out there right now. I see you on your grind all the way from Afghanistan. It's crazy.
Yes. I got a lot going right now. This month, due to drop this month, Tenawab Entertainment presents the compilation. I got together with, I tried to go international with it, but it was a time thing. So I got together with a lot of different artists from the States, not just Louisiana. I got people from, got my boy Keys from California. Got people from Mississippi. Guy on the way up and coming by the name of Drama Boy. Harmony 6 Music. New Orleans artist by the name of Pug. He's originally from New Iberia, and also Ray Ski Baby and The Deputy. I got them on the album also. You know, they're from Houston, Texas. So we got that coming right now. All that, you know, being done while I'm here. Let's see what else. Due to drop the beginning of the year, I got my second release, solo release, entitled New Cosign. You know, so that's, I'm still working on that. So, you know, I'm grinding, you know.
Right, definitely. I'm like, geez, like, is he going to even take a breath right now? No, because it's like, it's so much to say. Like, you know, when people be like, okay, what do you do? And then I'll be like, da 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 da. And then I find myself, do you ever find yourself, like, not saying as much as you could say? For the sake of, like, wondering if people going to think that judge you for being aggressive,
exactly.
Or judge you for being on the grind. You know what I mean? Do you ever find yourself, like, withholding
exactly.
information? What do you feel about that? Do you think...
I let the music speak for itself, you know? People... I try not to say too much. I put it out there. I'm kind of like that. I kind of like to put it out there and test the waters and let people, you know, react to it. And I get a lot of messages, inbox messages, people telling me to, you know, keep doing what I'm doing. They like what they hear coming. And, I mean, that's a great feeling. That lets me know that I'm not saying too much. You know, I might need to say a little more, you know, to reach, you know, a broader audience or whatnot. But,
definitely.
I mean, the people won't, they'll never know you're there. You know, they'll never know you're there if you never say anything. So, hey.
Right.
You
know,
I feel like I can't say enough.
Exactly. And you know what it is, too, in my opinion, like, of the things that I say, maybe it's just the individuals that I'm having the conversation with, or I'm conveying with, you know, like,
yeah,
my feelings to, because they can't understand, like,
exactly.
What the hell do you mean that you're doing this and you've done that and you've done that, and they're just still at square one, you know?
Exactly.
So I think that's where that,
you know,
interpretation of haters come in at. What do you think, C-Dash?
Definitely. I mean, some people, they just don't have the same mindset, you know. They don't have the same mindset. Everybody ain't built the same, you know. You know, I got a battery in my back right now, you know. Sleep, what is that? I don't know what that is right now, you know. You know, I'm up all day trying to get it. Matter of fact, I almost missed our interview because I was actually recording, and I got so into it that, you know, time was just passing. And just luckily, my computer, it did something funny, and I stopped for a second and checked the time. It was like, wow, I better get over there before she kills me.
I would have never, ever killed you. You know why? Because, like I was stating in the beginning of the show, you know, I'm trying my best not to sound like a goat or a cow or whatever, because my throat is actually really killing me tonight for some reason. And for you to have changed your actual interview date to tonight was, like, really, like, if he was in my face right now, I don't know what I would do, because not everybody is that easy going, like, okay, sure, no problem. And when you meet someone that's like that. Huh?
Yeah. No, I said, I understand. I mean, things happen.
Yeah, no, see, what it is, let me just let you know what's happening tomorrow. The reason why is because I didn't want to be in a position of traveling, because I'm going out of town in the morning and coming back the same night. I'm going to actually interview someone out of town. So I didn't want to be in a position where I didn't have access to you. So I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And I don't want to miss this opportunity. So I was just like, if he can switch it around, that would be so awesome. You know, because, you know, in these day and age, everything, everything can be streamed from a laptop. So that's all you need.
Yeah.
But it's just like to be in a position where you have wireless. That's the major thing. So thank you, C-Dash.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Got me feeling all special and stuff. I feel all special. All right.
You are special. Come on. Don't ever think anything else. You are special. So, you know, you named all the artists and everything that you're currently working on. Not working on, but working with, excuse me, because that would have been my next question, because I see that, you know, some of the people that I'm currently going to be interviewing in the upcoming shows, like the Deputy, you know, and a few others.
Yeah.
Was it Rishi Baby?
Yeah, Rishi Baby.
How did you come, how did you guys meet? Was it like you know them, knew them all along, or?
No, it was through the compilation. Actually, I was posting it online that, you know, I was looking for artists, you know, to participate, you know, submit songs for the compilation. And they were like one of the first, you know, artists or first groups to, hey, you know, we in there, you know, what we got to do or whatever. So we just kind of, we connected like that. I've never met these guys before a day in my life. I mean, everything has been done ever since then. Yeah, so that's just love. I mean, hey. They, you
definitely.
Know, I see they're serious about their grind, you know. They're serious about it. So that's how I came to meet them, you know.
That is awesome. You know, isn't it a great feeling when you can, like, virtually meet someone?
Yes.
And they're really about their business?
Yes, exactly. Man, that's,
you know,
that's a hell of a feeling. After being surrounded by a lot of people that don't take it serious or as serious as they should, to meet people that are, you know, right there on it, they're like, hey, boom, when we gonna do this? That's a great feeling.
It definitely is a great feeling, you know, and that's how I feel about you and a few others. Like, I sincerely, when I say it, it's not just like show talk. It's like real talk. I sincerely, you know, feel that way because I'm surrounded by a bunch of people that I can actually, like, physically touch in the flesh, and they're full of shit. Excuse my French, but it is what it is, you know. So basically, you know, so to basically, you know, meet someone virtually and they're not like, these people that you could physically touch, it's just like, wow, is this really, like, real? Are you, like, even a real actual person? Tell me. I need to know. No, I'm
exactly.
just kidding.
Yes, yes. Of course, 100% real. You know, 1,000, I'm in there, you know. Yeah. Seriously, man.
So,
but, I mean,
Tell us. I'm sorry. What you were saying? Because, you know, I just go from one thing. I'm erratic. I'm sorry.
No, please. No, please. It's a delay in the phone, so I understand.
No. It's cool. Tell me, you know, how long have you been doing this, and what inspires you to keep it, you know, keep the grind going?
I've been writing music for over 10 years now, but I started recording actually in Baghdad in like 2005. We were in the middle of the Baghdad desert recording music. So what keeps me going and what keeps me inspired right now, I got a newborn, you know. Well, not so much new now, but he's a year old, and he keeps it going for me. I mean, just real talk, anytime that I want to, you know, sit down and stop or something like that, I look at his picture and I'm like, hey, it's for him. It's, you know, everything I do is for him. So that's my inspiration right there.
Oh, I'm going to hug you. I'm going to freaking book a flight to Afghanistan and hug you. No.
Don't do that. I can't have you over here like that. No, no.
That is so awesome.
I wouldn't be right.
So is he your only child?
No. I have two. My oldest is 8. He's 8. Mm-hmm. He's just he's a sports fanatic, and you know he's part of the inspiration too. I don't mean to undercut him by any means. But he's just to sit and listen to him recite a whole song that I've done. I'm like, wow. It's no excuse for the work not to be done now. You know, the homework and all that. Now it's no excuse now. You know, so yeah, mm-hmm. he's definitely. So
and that's
two,
awesome.
Two.
Awesome. And that's and then, you know, you just gained another, like, thumbs up for me because of the simple fact, like, you know, and, you know, it's all about keeping it real, right? Like, period. But you know how it is for a male to have children and then they just go on with their life. But when I come across a male that, like, addresses their children as a physical, actual living being, and not just like, well, you know, I have kids out. You know what I mean? Like, it's a difference. And I commend that because you're saying, hey, I'm an artist. I'm a soldier. I'm a man. I'm a daddy. You know, like, wow. Really?
Exactly. I got to.
That's the way I was raised,
you know. Pop stood in there. So, you know, that's the way I was raised. I'm just following his example. You know, that's it. That's all.
That is so awesome. What kind of words would you give to someone that's just, like, starting out, like, a younger you? What would you kind of, like, say or direct them? What kind of information would you give them in reference to, like, the game, the music game, I should say?
Okay. For one, follow your mind. If you got an idea and you feel like it's going to work and you have a lot of people around you, nah. No, follow your own lane. Stay in your own lane. You have a lot of people that really, honestly, and truly don't want you to succeed. They don't want to see you do better than them, so they'll try to undercut you or talk, you know, bad about your dreams and stuff like that. Don't let anybody do that. Just stay in your own lane, do your own thing, and stay true to what you do, and everything will work out.
It's so true, and that is deep, and I appreciate you sharing those words because, you know, like I said again, like I was discussing with Miss MacMillie, that so many individuals out here, you know, they're about themselves, and they're not really talking about anything but themselves on Facebook, really, or any really social network. Everything is about me. So, you know, what do you do to stay grounded, though, seriously?
I surround myself with real people. I mean, if a person listens to my music, you don't hear me talking about Maybachs and Bentleys and all this good stuff. You don't hear me talking about that. I can only give you what I have and what's in my life right now at this point, you know. So I surround myself with real people. I love to have fun. I love to just be me. You don't have to put on a, you know, this big front when you come around me. I'm down to earth. I'm just, hey, I'm a regular person. I don't feel like there's anything special about me, you know. So that's the way I look at life. I can, you know, talk with the wino under the tree, and then I can go hold a whole conversation with the preacher in the church, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just deal with anybody, you know.
Right. Right, that's a good philosophy, C-Dash, because, you know, I try to, like, beat my son with a stick sometimes because I'm trying to enforce in him that it's cool to, you know, speak the way, you know, when you're with your friends, but you have to segregate that from your everyday life when it's time to grind, in the words of C-Dash, you know,
right.
Because of the simple fact that, you know, it gets misconstrued and you get lost in translation because you don't know how to separate. You know,
exactly.
And that's why I asked that question about being grounded. Uh-huh. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it's just a lot of people, they have all the talent in the world, but they don't know how to interact with people. They think that it's just one side to it. You got to step outside of that box and, hey, go up here and talk to these people like you got some sense, you know?
Right, exactly. Write like you have some sense, talk like you have some sense, and books are being published every minute of the day. Like, definitely pick one of those up because, you know, let's not forget about those. You know, people have been, you know, people are lost out here, C-Dash, and that's the reason why I definitely created the Intern Show and Off the Page Magazine, et cetera, because I'm trying to hopefully bring something to the forefront where it's like it's giving people with talent an unnoticed platform, you know, that they can use, but also to uplift and inspire and encourage, like, different mannerisms and behavior because, you know, I don't know if you be seeing me break on Facebook, but sometimes I just get on there and I'm just so frustrated, like, with all of the craziness. Like, really, people have died for us to be better. And this is what we give back to to their deaths. That's the seriousness
of
it all.
Exactly, I mean. I sit back and I watch a lot of it, but, you know, at times I don't feel like it's my place to, you know, say anything. It's just lead by that example and try to give them something other to see than getting on here and posting all this negative and putting all your craziness in the street. You know, hey, that's your life. You know, we don't need to know all that. You know, I try to present a positive front. It's a lot of things that's going on with me right now that you'll never see posted on Facebook. I'll never tell you about some of the craziest days I've had over here, some of the things I've seen. You know, only to uplift, that's it. I mean, you know.
Right, definitely. Oh, you are so wonderful. You are so awesome. And I'm just, like, really, like I said, feeling celebrity mode right now just to be sitting here talking to you. I'm serious. You know, anytime that I see you, like, click on something I say or respond to something, I'm like, you look at it, you know, like a kid. Like, I don't know what that's all about. I mean, I have to assess that later, you know, search my soul, you know, to figure out why that makes me so giddy. But it does. You know, I'm just going to keep it real. Like,
That's what's up.
I'm just going to keep it real right now, C-Dash. Like, I get giddy.
Wow. Got me over here blushing. I mean, my cheeks are cherry red, and I know that I'm too dark to be cherry red right now. Stop it.
Oh, man, my goodness. Okay, right. let me bring it back. Let me bring it back. Okay, so what are your future plans?
Okay, then.
What's your future plans?
Future plans. To provide, I mean, whether the music works, whether it works or not, I mean, I'm due to be back in Germany by next April or whatever the case. So, future plans, DVD actually coming because we got a lot of different dates in the clubs lined up for next year, but we set the months, but we haven't solidified the date. So I'm working with a lot of the DJs in the clubs in Germany, and I'm just gonna start going from club to club and pushing the music, and anybody that really wants to come along, they can come along. So those are my immediate future plans. Wait a minute, I skipped something. Yes, I did. February, I'm going back home to Louisiana for leave, and we plan to shoot. I plan to shoot like 3 videos while I'm home.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's why I may have to come out there. Exactly.
Yes.
I might have to come out there for that. Like, one of those videos I have to be in. I would love it.
Yeah, why not?
I would love it.
Y'all heard,
you know,
hey, everybody, y'all, everybody listening, y'all heard this. Miss T said that she was coming to Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana, the 318. She was going to be in the video. I'm a holder to it. Wow.
Okay,
so
definitely hold me to that.
Video,
hold me to that. Definitely.
Okay,
especially if it's
okay.
On the weekend. Definitely
okay.
Hold me to it.
Okay.
You know, because I think that would be exciting.
Right.
It would be exciting,
yes,
definitely.
I know I'd be excited. Oh, she came all the way to Louisiana to be in my feet. Wow. Really? Now I feel like a celebrity, you know? Wow.
Exactly. I just have to have a small part in there, like, you know, just flash the screen on me for like 2 seconds so I could just give my little crooked smile, you know,
not.
That type thing.
No, of course not. We would definitely have to give you the spotlight. We have to spotlight you, and then you have to have a speaking role. I'm just saying. Hey. No other way. You cannot go down any other kind of way.
Oh, big hugs. That's so sweet. You know, I've been invited to be in at least like 4 videos in the last 3 weeks, honestly. And the reason why I think I just like fell back off of that, one, timing, two, the day that it fell on and the time that it was going down, and three, because they had some crazy stuff in there that they wanted me to do. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, I can't, you know. I'm just as, like, loopy and, like, free-going as some, but, geez, like, you know, I still have a child, and I still have, you know, like, a life outside of, you know. So it's certain things that just can't go down with me.
What kind of stuff they was trying to have you do?
Like, sex scenes, you know, like, you want me to literally, like, put on a thong and walk in front of a camera with a thong on? Seriously, is this, like, a porn or a video?
Man,
you know,
just put it in a thong. Just get out there.
Exactly. It wasn't even just like, hey, put on like, you know, something like a lingerie type thing. It was just like basically a thong.
Yeah.
But that's my whole outfit for the whole video.
Wow.
I don't think so.
Damn. Man, they had you out there bad, dude. All right. So get it into the cheap and put on the screen. All right. Man.
Like, do I even get to bring a freaking, like, those little tassels to put over my boobs? Like, what else do I have? Just a thong.
I was going to give you a couple Tic Tacs to put up there. Just, hey, get the Tic Tac. Okay, a red and a green. Put it up there. It's all you need. All right. Wow.
Right.
Man.
So I had to decline.
People want something else.
Yeah, I definitely had to decline. I mean, it's fun, it's all, you know, it's all this acting, but I'm not an actress, you know. I never took classes for that. So, you know, just, I have a certain integrity, too, you know, that I've tried to maintain within myself,
exactly.
Not because I'm trying to, you know, perpetrate a fraud, just because in my mind I have to be easy with myself and go to bed with myself at night.
Exactly. Yeah,
so
you gotta wake up in the morning and look at yourself.
Right. The things that I do today that I wouldn't have thought about like 7-8 years ago is totally night and day. You know what I mean? Like back then, I would have been like, hell yeah, bring me that phone. What color?
Wait a minute now. Wait for it. Hold on. Somebody had a little ratchet in them back in the day. Wait a minute now. You had a little ratchet in you, did you? Wait a minute. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm not even going to deny that.
Okay.
It would have totally been like nothing but a thrill for me just to do that because I just like, I'm a thrill seeker. Like, yes, that's good. That's what I want to do.
Okay.
But today, with my kid being his age and, you know, being at this point in my life, like my career, like, I really cannot do that. I just can't do it.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff you just can't jump out there and do. You know, you just have to, hey, wait a minute. You know, 5 years ago, maybe, but not now. I'm good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what it boils down to. But yours, keep me posted definitely on that. I mean, I can put on some sexy stuff and walk or, you know, whatever, but, you know, I just can't just do the thong thing with the Tic Tacs. Like, that's just, that can't happen.
Exactly.
Like, that just can't happen to
me. Not the red and green.
Like,
they do the red and green. Yeah.
You know, like, no, I can't be in a bowl of Skittles. Like, I can't do that, you know, no. So.
She said a bowl of Skittles. That's what's up. That's what's up. Cannot do the bowl of Skittles. Wow. This interview is everything I thought it was going to be. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm glad that you know you that you're enjoying yourself, because I totally am. I'm totally having a good time right now. I'm saying, I'm like, my eyes are watering. No, definitely,
That's what's up.
Yeah. So I know, is it Imani or Imani? How you pronounce her name? Imani.
I just pronounce it Imani. I'm just a little conscious. She might choose to say Imani, but I pronounce it Imani. And she shouts out to Imani if you're listening, even if you're not listening. If you tune back in, hey, thank you for doing everything that you're doing. She's going to be arranging everything in February. Because, oh, I didn't tell everybody. I'm sorry. If y'all listening once again, I left it out, but we're throwing our album release party in February. Shreveport, Louisiana is going down. I'm coming home, and I'm just going to shut it down. That's it. That's all.
I know. And that's why I'm definitely attending that. That's just a must-do list.
That's what's up. That's
you know,
up.
And
the
shout-out to Imani again. Because she seems like a pretty
Imani
awesome
and
person.
Imani and
Imani,
yeah.
She does.
She said
she's on her grind. Oh, she seems so awesome, and, you know, she just is, right, she's saying, so she has so much love for you. She's like, I can't wait to see that interview, you know, she's just really cool, and I like that. I like the fact that, you know, women can congregate together and just uplift each other, and it's not like, what, you think you cute, you want my man, or, you know, look at her and her baby, you know, like the baby daddy, baby mama drama convo. Like, I'm so grateful when I come across an individual that's not like that, you know? So you try to gravitate and hold on,
I mean,
you know?
Y'all remind me a lot of each other. Just talking to you, I'm serious, because the energy and, you know, you speak like, I mean, just talk with intelligence and about your business and trying to do something. I mean, hey, that's what's up. For real.
Right, definitely. And I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to get her booked. I'm trying to get her booked on the show, but she said after your interview, so now it's after, so we'll see what she say now. Let's see if she'll keep shrugging me off or not.
I'm going to talk her into it. Yeah, I'm going to talk her into it. Hear me on the radio. Everybody hear me? Imani Networking will be on the Intune show. Holla at your boy.
I said,
there it is.
That's awesome. I can't wait. I'm so excited about that. You know, I just, you know, when it comes to women. Exactly. When it comes to women, like, I love men, don't get me wrong, and I love empowering them as well. But when it comes to women, you know, I really, really go hard for them, because I'm a woman, one, and then number two is, like, it's a man's world, again, you know, and men have been dominating society since the beginning of time. So anytime a woman's out there on her grind, exactly, I definitely try to uplift and bring that to the forefront, because It's just that deep for me. Like, you know, enough of the oppression. We have voices. We, you know, we might just have a little, you know, boobs and stuff, you know, a little bit different. But, you know, we all the same here. So that's my thing,
most,
you know. And
I really like working with, I'm finding myself liking to work with the women more, because y'all are on point with the business aspect of it. Y'all come on with a lot of guys that I run across. Maybe I'm just running across the wrong fellas or whatever the case, but they talk a lot, but they don't walk a lot. There's not very much, you know, to them. They just, you know, it's a lot of mouth, and then after that, it's no action. But, I mean, y'all on the go. I see it. I'm looking at you on the money like, wow, man, you know, I'm learning from y'all. Like, okay, then, well, post that.
Right, exactly. You know, and I heard that from someone before, you know, and he actually was married, and he's like, you know what, my wife handles all of that stuff, to be honest with you, because women have more idea of how to handle business than men. So I leave that up to my wife to handle.
I mean, honestly, if I was to ever get married, my wife would have to handle all that. I'm the breadwinner. I'm going to go out here and get it. But, you know, hey, you spend it how it's supposed to be spent and everything. We ain't going to have no problems. I don't care nothing about all that. But I'm more of a street out there in it, you know. I can't see myself just sitting in the, no, that's not me. you know, I just, you know, I know me. I don't handle, you know, I handle business, but I know that it can be done 10 times better by somebody else that's, you know, more focused on that aspect. And, hey, I look forward to whoever the queen is that will, you know, step in there and take the reins and say, hey, I got you. That's what's
Oh, y'all hear that, lady? So that means that C dash is actually single. You have to learn how to read between the lines, like I do. I dissect everything, okay?
Wow.
Way before you think,
dude,
before you can get it out your mouth, I already know the answer. Thank you for sharing that on the Intune show.
Ready.
Okay.
That's what's up. Yes, yes. Single. It's all right.
I'm telling you, definitely. So, C-Dash, I really, really, really appreciate you. Seriously. But before I let you go, I want you to tell everybody once again, because you know sometimes people tune in and they tune out. So, I want you to just reiterate, where can people go and find you on social networks and listen to your music?
Okay. If you really want to listen to the music, you can definitely go and check me out on YouTube. Type in C-Dash About Cash, and I promise it's going to pull up every video that I've ever done. You can find me on Facebook, C-Dash About Cash. Just look me up. I'm there. I got a new website coming very soon. I'll be posting it to my Facebook, also advertising it on my YouTube page or whatever the case. I got a new website coming, and it's going to be all about me, Tenawap Entertainment, and Joint Chiefs of Staff Production. You know, those are my that's my production team. They're backing me up from Houston, Texas, you know, all the way over here. So YouTube, definitely Facebook, MySpace, Reverb Nation, Icebreaker Productions, and a host of other sites that I just have to go down and run down a list because I'm everywhere.
Wow. Yeah, you said a mouthful. Okay, you guys. And just for the record, C-Dash, when you get an opportunity, log on to the website, the Intune Show, and join the website. I'm trying to, you know, we have like 130 members so far, you know. I mean, to me, that's big because, you know, I wasn't expecting that amount, really, to be honest with you. But I want it where people can literally just go to the website when they, you know, join and find you and just have all your social networks, your links, your music, your updates, everything in that one page. So if you can, you know, when you get an opportunity, log on to Intuned, and I'll send you the link. And just create a page, and that way, you know, you're accessible to others that are, you know, also a part of the family. Because, like I said, I tell everybody on here, like, I love you, I love your music, I love to empower you, advertise you, do whatever the hell that it is that Miss P can do. However, I'm nobody's fan, period. No one's
fan. That's
right. You know, so my thing is, you know, in order for us, you know, what I do here is like business, and it's for empowerment. So that alone, but with that being said, like, just when you get a chance, just do that. So that way people that are lazy, we can like wing them out of the Facebook era, leave them on Facebook, and have a place where you can literally like do business stuff with business-minded people and not really.
Definitely. Wow. That's
definitely.
I'm gonna do that. Matter of fact, right? Yeah, send me the link because I'm.
I'm definitely gonna do that.
And I will definitely do that.
Okay, yes, and again,
y'all hear
anytime.
That? This company is showing love, people.
Yes, definitely.
She's showing love. This thing is showing love.
I have nothing but love to give.
I feel good right now.
Right, I feel good too to have. You know, to finally get to talk to you, like, it's so awesome, and you know, I feel nothing but love.
Fellas, y'all heard that, right? She has nothing but love to give. All right, gonna put on blast. Hey, all right.
Don't drop the ball on that one.
Hey.
Like, read between the lines, guys.
Saying.
I have nothing but love.
Yeah, exactly. Y'all heard the woman now. She did it to me. I'm doing it to her. Hey, nothing but love to give. Hey, fellas, check out Inboxer. Hey, that's what's up.
Definitely. You see that? So now I'm going to have C-Dash back on the show as a co-host or something, you know, or interview Miss P because, you know, from every quarter or so I have somebody come
that.
On and interview me, you know. So there
look
we go.
That. Y'all heard it. Y'all. That's what's up.
Y'all heard it right here. C-Dash and Miss P and Miss Mac Millie was on an Intune show tonight just cracking up, having a good time and keeping it real, more or less, you know.
Already.
Definitely.
Already.
So. Anything, like I, you know, always tell everybody, we're family now, we're staying connected, and it's just like, I'll be a stalker, it doesn't matter. I'll be here around here and there, just like, hey, what's going on? Are you okay? What's good? Because I don't like to end it on, okay,
oh, wait
we did
a minute.
The show.
Another stalker? Mm-hmm. Okay, another stalker.
Yeah, a stalker.
Right.
You're going to have a stalker. Not a fan,
yes.
But a stalker. We going straight
have,
to stalking.
Yes.
Just skip the fan base and
hey,
go straight to
not?
Stalker.
Why not?
Hey, it's a good look either way.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's a good
oh,
look
man.
Either way. Okay, so you keep me connected.
Exactly.
Keep me in tune to what you're doing, how you're doing it, and stuff like that, so I can always give you shout-out. If you have anything new you want me to play, I'm start rotations and stuff like that, so I'll have more music
okay.
and less talking. And, you know, let's just try to stay connected to empower one another in our dreams and aspirations. And, again, you are my hero out there in Afghanistan. You keep keep yourself focused. As you are, because
already.
People like you is going to keep me focused. That's all I have to say about that.
That's what's up.
Okay,
what's
so
up.
You guys
oh, well, you might
see
well,
that. Oh, huh?
Yeah, you might as well go. Me and Miss P married, child. We joined at the Pinky, man. We connected like family. We married. Hey, I'll let you know.
Okay, exactly.
It
we're definitely planning a wedding in another hour. Everyone is invited. You know, that's
all right.
happening.
All
but
right.
only guest list is
that's
VIP, so guest list only. We're not feeding your friend. We're not feeding your children. You know, come alone. Come alone. But
yeah.
Exactly.
All
so
right.
check C-Dash out. Again, he will be, you officially heard it here, logging on to Intune website and joining that. And also, you guys want to check him out, like he said,
yes.
just Google him, C-Dash About Cash. He's also a friend of mine on Facebook, so if you guys are too lazy to do the extra little legwork, just look through my friend list, and you will definitely find him doing the damn thing. C-Dash, thank you so
exactly.
much for taking the time for, out of your grinding.
You.
Never, ever a problem.
No problem, sweetie. No problem.
Never, ever a problem. Thank you
That's
so much, C-Dash. You be safe now, okay?
I will. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
So there you guys go. That was C-Dash About Cash. Very, 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 very laid back. Very mellow. You can tell by his voice. Look at it all sultry. Like, yeah, Miss P with the country accent, you know, like from Louisiana, you know. And I'm just like, whoa, okay. Like, definitely C-Dash, that voice is what's up. So, again, Miss Mac Millie, I just want to give you love and shout-out for all that you do in the community. It's very rare, but I appreciate your stride and, you know, your effort to even consider giving back. C-Dash, you out there in Afghanistan fighting for us, for our rights, for for not just the community, for the world at large, is nothing but love for you. These people are out here doing the damn thing in their life, and they're uplifting and empowering people every day through their music, through their creativity. And I'm so in love with that. I'm in love with anybody that is in love with themselves, in love with life, in love with their passion, and they maintain the road of, you know what, I may be 1,000, but it doesn't matter. Today is another day that I'm blessed to do something amazing and extraordinary and something different and something dedicated to not only myself but dedicated to the people around me. So that's hot. But before I let you guys go, whatever, being that I'm not going to have a show tomorrow, I repeat, the Intune show will not be on air tomorrow due to the fact that Miss P, myself, has to go and do an interview out of town. So I have to, like, get ready to get my stuff together for that. But at the same time, I just wanted to share a few songs. So here we go. This is Rose with Silver Surfer.
My swag always causing a murder. Shining in a wavy, so call me Silver Surfer. Silver Surfer, Silver Surfer. Hear them commas talk, cause money is my culture. Is my culture, is my culture. Rolling up that good, got me higher than a vulture. Than a vulture, than a vulture. Shining in a wavy, so call me Silver Surfer.
You only lose if you weak. I stay above the head, so I never see defeat. Trying to get a cash, so if life is a beach, everything I say is hot like the breath of a beast. The stub in your speech is a bargain for me. When I'm swinging the fourth, y'all niggas copping the fifth. It's around six and I got a date at seven. Yeah, that's my angry shorty, she give me pleasure in heaven. She heavily when she naked, but fuck her and never love her. The game is a big show, sometimes I kiss and hug her. Hungry for the money, every burp is a treasure. Fly ass nigga that never grew feathers in any weather. I feel like I'm Mayweather. See, I'm 40 ready to win, no, my record is way better. I can see you rap hating, cause rules you getting cheddar. But fuck it, I'm Drizzy Drake, man, I want this shit forever.
My swag always causing a murder. Channeling, I'm wavy, so call me Silver Surfer. Silver Surfer, Silver Surfer. Hear them comments talk, cause money is my culture. It's my culture, it's my culture. Rolling up that good, got me higher than a vulture. Than a vulture, than a vulture. Channeling, I'm wavy, so call me Silver Surfer. My mind is switching up. Taste the cocoa, so every time I'm picking up, I got a handful of queens who do just what I want. I'm on my king shit, you could call it royal flush.
Nobody fucking with us, and that's word to my mommy and the God that we trust. Yeah, we on the road to riches, you riding back at a bus, smoking on that loud pack, my neighbor telling me hush. Feeling so wavy, wavy without the brush. Gotta juice these niggas if the fruit ever punch. Cause people acting funny, I'm tired of the stand up. Y'all know my name is Rose, so you scared to man up. Pockets full of green, Bruce Banner. With a Georgie Peach that I met in Atlanta. Cause you know that I do my thing, me and you, we not the same. I just had to keep it a buck and now I want my change.
My swag always causing a murder. Channeling, I'm wavy, so call me Silver Surfer. Silver Surfer, Silver Surfer. I hear them combos talk, cause money is my culture. It's my culture, it's my culture. Rolling up that good, got me higher than a vulture. Than a vulture, than a vulture. Channeling, I'm wavy, so call me Silver Surfer.
Yes, guys, that was Rose with Silver Surfer, hot track, 18 years old, doing a damn thing, loving it, loving it, loving it. I just wanted to give a shout out to Lady Zane. She's a big supporter and also a host of the Intune Show. And, you know, we just wanted to, you know, let her know that we love her and we appreciate all her support because she's definitely a big supporter of all that, you know, I do. And, you know, and people like that are really unique and very hard to find. So, again, Lady Zane, I just want to thank you for being you and constantly supporting the things that I do. So you have a great evening, guys, and we will be back in Sunday. We're going to be interviewing a deputy if all goes well with my trip. I may have to reschedule that, so I'll keep you guys posted. However, if that in the event that that happened, then I'll definitely you know, have him on Tuesday's show. And on Tuesday's show, let's see, because, you know, I'm all over the place right now. We're going to have Dallas Diamond with Lady Zane. So that is going to be super, super exciting, because, you know, one, I'll have Lady Zane on with me, so we'll be on Let's Kicking It, and then we'll both interview, you know, Diamond Dallas and really see where she's at and where she's going. So, with that being said, I just want to thank you all for tuning in to the Intune Show. And by the way, guys, you know, don't be afraid to call in, you know, or don't be afraid to, like, use the chat room if you guys don't want to, you know, verbally say anything. And until next time, guys, you stay in tune. I'm going to leave you guys on a note. This one is called Secret by Diamond Dallas. I love this song on her album. It dropped November 11th, and I cannot be more than excited to have, you know, purchased it and have it on my iPod. So until next time, guys, love you all. Bye.
You can be my freak. Oh, you can be my freak. You can be my freak, and I promise to keep it a secret. I just wanna be the only freak that you sneak out and creep with on the weekend. We can do it till your face turns blue. Do it till the days come through. I got what it takes to make it feel good to you. Oh, hey, baby. Been a while since I ate. I was thinking me and you could make a dinner date. Treat it like a steak if you put it in my face. You know I'm trying to eat the whole plate. Oh, you be looking good, I'ma keep it hood for ya. Call me when you're ready, I'll be over to scoop ya. On the phone fantasizing. make your dream come true. And you can be my freak, and I promise to keep it a secret. Yeah. I just wanna be the only freak that you sneak out and creep with on a weekend. Do it till your face turns blue. Do it till the jakes come through. I got what it takes to make it feel good to you. To you. You've been on my mind, trying to get you out the crib one more time. Know you're working hard and it's such a turn on. The type of role playing you gon' get you turned on. Classes in session, I'ma teach you a lesson. Let me go and get my secret weapon. Ready, set, go, baby, don't let go. I'ma get it poppin', put the show on the road. We can take a walk from the shower to the floor. Hope you ain't shy, cause the camera's gon' roll. Turn it all around, cause it can't go wrong. I can make your body talk all night long. You just yeah. Looking good, I'ma keep it good for ya. Call me when you're ready, I'm over the scoop, yeah. On the phone, fantasizing about what I can do. I can see your dream come true. And you can be my freak, and I promise to keep it a secret. Oh, promise, I just wanna be the only freak that you sneak out and creep with. On a weekend, do it till your face turn blue. Yeah. Do it till the days come through. Yeah. I got what it takes to make it feel good to you. Oh, I have developed a fetish, yeah, for your body. Yeah. I promise never to tell it, no, not to nobody. Listen, I'm an 80s baby and I keep it old school. Nobody business what we came here to do. I'ma keep it low, but you gotta keep it real. And no matter what, baby, keep your lips sealed. And you can be my friend, and I promise to keep it a secret. I promise, oh, promise. I just wanna be the only freak that you sneak out and creep with on a weekend. Do it till your face turns blue. Do it till the jakes come through. I got what it takes. To make it feel good to you, oh yeah. You can be my freak, and I promise to keep it a secret. Oh, promise. I just wanna be the only freak that you sneak out and creep with on a weekend. Do it till your face turn blue, yeah. Do it till the jakes come through, yeah. I got what it takes to make it feel good to you. Oh, I have developed a fetish, yeah, for your body. And I promise never to tell it, no, not to nobody. Listen, I'm an 80s baby and I keep it old school. Ain't nobody's business what we came here to do. I'ma keep it low, but you gotta keep it real. And no matter what, baby, keep your lips sealed. And you... And I promise to keep it a secret.